The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, it's As Young As You Feel Day. How young do you feel?
I'm Tony Kornheiser, and I joke that I'm 96, but I actually feel closer to 95. You know,
except when you're going out to the golf course, which is every day. You know, you must feel
That's
younger than
true.
Tiger at this point.
It's not well. Yeah, I think I'm in better shape than he is at the moment.
Walking
but
the
he
golf
was in a terrible accident. You know, it's terrible. He could go out to the golf course now and beat me by 30 shots anytime he wanted to. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Baker Mayfield needs a job. The Heat lose to the Sixers and LeBron dunks all over Kevin Love. But we begin today with Phil Mickelson, not on the list to play in the Masters in a couple of weeks, according to Augusta National. Mickelson is a three-time Masters champion and likely the most popular player with fans on tour. He has been quite controversial recently, stemming from his explosive comments about the PGA Tour, the Saudi Golf League, and the Saudis themselves. Wilbon, what are your thoughts on Phil not playing the Masters for the first time since 1994?
Well, Tone, this was coming. I mean, it became very apparent. Look, it's not like I'm a golf reporter, okay? I'm not, but I actually live in a community well, there are plenty of golfers, and there's plenty of chatter about everything golf-related, and particularly it's been trained on Phil Mickelson over the last month. So this is what you heard. You would hear that Phil's not going to be, whether it's disinvited or he declined, nobody really sort of has said, okay, whose decision this was. But, Tony, I'm going to go even further. I mean, part of that conversation is Phil not, and it's speculative at this point, Phil not even getting to defend his PGA championship, that he won't be doing that either. That's out there in the wind. And then I was down in Jacksonville, you know, for the TPC and for the players, and you heard this conversation then, that Phil would not be appearing in Augusta. Phil talked openly. He said in his apology he'd have to go away for a while. I think we both thought that would include this. But wow, man, Phil Mickelson not at the Masters for the first time in nearly 30 years, and potentially Phil not at the PGA, if there's merit to that, that's pretty jolting.
Okay, so I cannot stress enough what a big deal this is in golf that Phil Mickelson will not be at the Masters. This is a huge deal. He is a three-time champion at the Masters. Today, all day long, I have been texting back and forth and around with people who like golf. They play golf. Some play at country clubs, some play at munis. All they're doing all day, me too, is talking about this. And most of them think that he has somehow been suspended. I'm going to give you a variety of theories that I have, some of which are insane, but the first two are not. The first one, and it owes to what people say to me, is that the tour has suspended him, and that's why he's not at the Masters. But the Masters is not beholden
they're
in
not
any
to the
way
tour. That's
to
right.
the PGA Tour.
That's right.
So I doubt that. The second one is that Phil is going through some psychological problem now because of what happened, the blowback from fellow pros when he said all the things that he said. He's been with counselors, and they've all sort of said you were going to take a step back. Take a step back. Don't play the Masters, but defend the PGA. Go and play the PGA, and that is something that he could do. The next two things I'm going to tell you are totally insane. Don't even pay attention to them. But one is that maybe Phil is under some sort of scrutiny by some sort of larger body, and that the people connected with Augusta, who are very well wired into business and government, have said lay low for this year. And the fourth one is that Phil feels endangered by the things that he said. I would discount the last two things that I've said, and I would concentrate on the one that says this, that it's part of a plan to get him back to golf, and he felt he needed to sacrifice the Masters. But it is an enormous blow to me that he won't be at the Masters.
It's an enormous blow to have that tournament and no Phil Mickelson, who has won it
yes.
three times, But Tony, again, this was coming. There was zero chance as of 2 weeks ago that I thought Phil Mickelson was going to play in Augusta.
Oh, I thought he'd play.
Tone, I called you and I said, Tony, here's what I'm hearing.
Okay.
He's not playing. And now you mentioned the PGA. A lot of what's out there is no PGA either. Tony, look, a lot of people want to walk this back now. And a lot of people think that, okay, Phil has made this apology. I said on this show, I thought the apology was sincere. But Tony, there are a lot of people still. People dropped him from multi-million dollar endorsements. This is serious.
I understand. He can get them back. I believe he can get them back. I believe that.
Maybe.
We'll see. We'll see.
Let's move to the National Football League, where Baker Mayfield is a starting quarterback in search of a team. The Browns replaced him with John Watson. The Texans reportedly didn't want Mayfield in return. The Colts traded for Matt Ryan instead. The Saints and the Falcons have filled their jobs now. So, Tone, do you believe Baker Mayfield has an immediate future as a number one starter in the NFL?
So let me deal with the short term, and I'm going to have to refer to my notes because there are a lot of teams in play here. Seattle needs a quarterback. Russell Wilson left. Carolina needs a quarterback. Sam Darnold isn't it. Maybe the Steelers, who see him twice a year every year because they play in the same division, maybe they like him. Maybe they invite him in to compete with Mitchell Trubisky now, right, as the starter in Pittsburgh. Mary Kay Cabot reported that the Steelers really like him. There are other teams here. And I need to just insert this right now. Jimmy Garoppolo is also out there, and I think Jimmy Garoppolo, who's been to a Super Bowl, you may say he's better than Baker Mayfield. The Giants brought in Tyrod Taylor if Daniel Jones, you know, can't get up and running, which he hasn't been able to do. Washington brought in Carson Wentz. Miami may feel Tua isn't good enough. Detroit may feel Jared Goff isn't good enough, but I don't know that Baker Mayfield is significantly better or even as good as any of these people I've mentioned. So I am conceding that, yes, when the music stops this year, it's possible Baker Mayfield is standing without a chair.
At some point, he'll get a job. Tony, there's 32 of these things out there, and there's only about 20, 22, at a good time, 25 worthy starting quarterbacks. That would still leave 7 or 8 gigs, right? People get hurt. People underperform. People disappoint. Stuff happens. Every year, every week, because we got that breaking news thing down there. Somebody's always replacing somebody. So Baker Mayfield will have a job. Will he have one by tomorrow? Maybe not. Will he be somebody's number one starter for, you know, 10, 12 games for a whole season? Maybe not. But he will get a chance. He will get multiple chances, and they will come fairly soon.
This is an amazing story to me for a variety of reasons. I don't think he's that bad. He was 29-30 as a starter in Cleveland. And the years before that, they were terrible. He was much better than who was there in the immediacy before him. His numbers in terms of touchdowns, 92, 56 interceptions, is not terrible. Mike, I think he's taken a direct hit for the failure of the Browns. I think people went on shows on ESPN and other networks all the time and said the Browns should be in the Super Bowl, when you and I thought that was preposterous. And when they didn't get there, I think they made Baker Mayfield a scapegoat. I really believe that. I think that the rest of his career, I think he has to do a year in purgatory maybe, like Trubisky did in Buffalo, and come back. Or he could end up wandering the earth as a quarterback for bad teams like Ryan Fitzpatrick. But he was the Heisman Trophy winner, a walk-on in two schools. He became the starter and the number one overall pick. So it's amazing.
Doesn't mean he's a worthy starter in the NFL, his college resume. Now, I agree with all the other stuff you said.
I think it's too soon to know. I think it's too soon to know. Let's move on.
He's going to get a starting job. He's going to have one.
Okay. Then that's settled.
Yep.
When we left this show yesterday, Wilbon, you were predicting the Miami Heat would easily beat the Sixers last night without Joel Embiid and James Harden. Off air, you actually said they could beat the Sixers by 100. I don't have to tell you, or maybe I do, they lost. Does this shake your confidence in the Heat, a team as recently as yesterday you said would win the East?
You and I had another conversation yesterday in which I bowed to you because you expressed something that is very important to understand for people who have actually followed basketball forever and been in locker rooms and come to know players and coaches. And you said to me, remember March. Remember what happens. The context was all the scoring. But your message to me, I've done this 40 years and you've done it 50. Your message was, young whippersnapper, Don't forget March and the first few days of April and discount all that you see, because these are those dog days. And I said to you, you're right. I'm hearing that same conversation about this loss. Miami saw who wasn't playing. They just went, you know, it's the end of March. I'm going to say it doesn't matter. Miami was 15-5, is 15-5, even with that loss, Tony. So I'm going to look at that 15-5 and discount maybe other metrics that might talk about Miami's defense, might talk about some flaws Miami has. Miami's not an overpoweringly great team, but I'm gonna dismiss this as a night in March. Don't go crazy.
Okay, so you know I love Miami as a team. I've loved them for years as a team.
I know.
The problem with Miami is they don't have that one person who can score when scoring needs to happen. Jimmy Butler is not that guy. Tyler Hero, people say, might be that guy, but he's a defensive liability. So if you're Miami, Mike, you have to go out and beat a team for four quarters. Because if you're down 10 with 5 minutes to go and you're Miami, you're not going to win. So they need that kind of effort all the time. And there are some numbers that are working against them. Not analytics, just some numbers. Jimmy Butler, who you love, and deservedly so, is 3-for-31 from three in March. That's a tidy 9.7%.
It's called a slump.
But it's March.
Yeah.
P.J. Tucker, who earlier this season actually led the league in threes,
yes,
has hit one three in his last 11 games. And in what is called clutch time, when the game is within 5 points and it's 5 minutes to go, Miami's numbers are not good. Their shooting percentage at that time is 26th in the NBA. And so what I'm saying is, when they play well as a team, they're as good as anybody.
They are.
But they can't take the night off because they don't have the personnel to
agree,
do that.
But let me ask you one quick question. When you heard that score and that result, the new Miami lost to this non-existent Philly team, first reaction before producers got a hold of you and pumped those numbers into you, your first reaction was what?
My first reaction was I'm laughing at Wilbon because he loves the Heat and predicted they'd lose by 100.
That was my first reaction. This loss doesn't even really count. That was your first reaction.
Let's take a break. Coming up, which remaining number one seed is most likely to lose in the next round?
And what's the best word to describe the night LeBron had near home in Cleveland?
The thing I like about Miami more than most teams, they don't have two bad nights in a row. They don't, because they were the actual team.
I think this may help.
But it's nice to have a Kevin Durant once in a while.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Time to get down and wordy with each other. What's first?
The number one seed most likely to lose in the next round is blank.
It's Gonzaga. By process of elimination, I'll just go through this. Baylor is already out. I don't personally believe that Houston can beat Arizona because Houston hasn't played a team anywhere near as good as Arizona yet this year. I don't think Providence can beat Kansas. They got to the round of 16 by beating a 12-13. They haven't had really a tough game so far. So that leaves me with Gonzaga, a team that actually, Mike, I thought would win the entire tournament. So why am I saying this? They're playing Arkansas. Arkansas, to me, is a total wild card. They could win by 20. They could lose by 30. But Arkansas has beaten very good teams, Mike. In conference, Arkansas beat Auburn.
Yep.
They beat LSU. They beat Tennessee. They beat Kentucky. They were all ranked at that time, so they will not be afraid of Gonzaga. I don't think this will happen, but if you're asking me what's most likely, I will say Gonzaga.
Tony, I'm going to say the team that I'm rooting for left in the field, Arizona. Because now that Loyola Chicago's out and Illinois is out, I'm rooting for Arizona. And, Tony, they're playing against the team you just dismissed, Houston, because of who Houston hasn't played. Here's what Houston has. Houston has arguably the best defense left in this tournament. Houston might have had one of the top two or three defenses in the tournament when there were 64 teams in it. So I understand that they got to deal with Mathurin and they got to deal with Coloco. They got to deal with two big-time lottery pick players on Arizona. And Mathurin can score on anybody. But, Tone, what I saw with Illinois in that game with Houston's defense, Houston can and will defend to the death. And I'm worried, as I root for Arizona, that they're not going to be able to score enough against Houston.
What's next?
LeBron had a blank night in Cleveland last night.
He had a nostalgic night. He had a triple-double. Let me get the numbers correct. He had 38 points. He had 12 assists. He had 11 rebounds. He had a big dunk on his old teammate, Kevin Love. And then they hugged it out at some point after that. The Lakers actually won the game. He's now 17-1 against Cleveland in his career, and he'll never be booed there. That's why they cheered him last night, because he won a championship there. And he's local for them. And after the game, he said, and this is a direct quote, "I literally am having the time of my life right now. The game is such a beautiful thing." So it's nostalgic, Mike, and it's also self-delusional, okay? Because the only way the Lakers win games is when LeBron scores out of his mind.
50.
The Lakers are 4-7 in March, and in the four games they have won, LeBron has averaged 40.5 points a game.
Yeah.
So have a good evening and drive home safely.
Tone, nostalgic is the only word. I'm going to rephrase a little bit and say he had a boyhood dream night. That's what he has. You dream when you're a kid. You go away, you come back home, all the people there, you know them. They're your family members, they're your best friends. In LeBron's case, that's what they were. It's a whole arena
that's
of
right.
people. If he didn't build it, he modernized it. He made it worth something. And even his buddy, Kevin Love, he dunked on him, and then he said, I just want to be invited to the wedding. Kevin, forgive me. I thought it was very sweet, to be honest with you. I enjoyed the aftermath of that and the sort of sideshow of that. It's a boyhood dream night. And I first dismissed it when he said, I'm having the time of my life. And maybe we'll get into this later. I don't dismiss it because he's looking at a different part of it. He's looking at a different chapter. He's won four. He may not win another one. He's not supposed to enjoy 37 years old dunking on people and hitting one-foot fadeaway threes. Yes, good for him. Boyhood dream night.
You know, it doesn't happen often.
No.
Yeah, he's got to score 80 for them to win. That's the final word. Let's take one last break. Still to come, Kyrie Irving's immediate hopes of playing home games are postponed again.
Okay, not the best time of his life right now, Kyrie. Did the door just open for Novak Djokovic to win the French? Joker.
How nice is it to put Djokovic and Kyrie Irving in the out both times? Because they're the same person.
Yeah.
They're the same guy.
Yeah.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy time, people. Happy 33rd birthday, J.J. Watt. The three-time defensive player of the year in Houston has been injury-prone lately. Watt is now in Arizona, where he played just 7 games last season and had but 1 sack. J.J. led the NFL in sacks twice, and now his brother T.J. of Pittsburgh is the premier Watt. He has led the NFL in sacks the last 2 years and tied Michael Strahan this year with 22.5. TJ was Defensive Player of the Year. It makes you wonder whether the Watts are the greatest NFL brother act of all time. The likely competition would be the Mannings, Peyton and Eli, the Sharps, Sterling and Shannon, and the Barbers, Tiki and Rondé.
Look, Tony, those last few you mentioned could get both brothers into the Hall of Fame at some point. And Peyton and Eli's gonna go into the Hall of Fame. And let me tell you something. Shannon and Sterling have one end. Sterling should be in. I know his career was shortened with that serious neck injury, but you look at the years that Sterling Sharp played and how great he was. They both should be in there. And the Barbers have a chance, right? Each one winning a championship. That's pretty heavy stuff. It really is.
Happy anniversary, Russell Westbrook. On this day 5 years ago, Westbrook had the NBA's first perfect triple-double since the merger. Westbrook had 18 points, 11 rebounds, and 14 assists. Shooting 6-for-6 from the field and 6-for-6 from the foul line as Oklahoma City rolled Philadelphia. Now, Boo Birds in L.A. have taken to calling him West Brick because of his poor shooting this season. But Westbrook is a 43.7% career shooter from the field who is shooting 43.7% this season. He's a 30.4% career shooter from three who is shooting 29.2% this season. The numbers are within his range, but they look far worse in the glaring spotlight of Los Angeles.
Tony, I agree with all of that. And, you know, this was never a good fit from the time the deal was made. And I'm not going to blame Westbrook alone for that. He was never a great shooter, always streaky, right? And there's certain other things that he does as well as anybody who's ever played. But to, like, sort of get on him because he's not shooting the ball, you know what? Laker fans are getting what they deserve right now. They really are.
Happy trails to Leonard Fournette leaving Tampa Bay. Although Fournette visited New England on Monday, the Tampa Bay running back is staying put for 3 years and $21 million. Fournette gained 1,266 yards from scrimmage last year, scored 10 touchdowns, including 2 in the playoffs. Fournette joins receiver Chris Godwin in re-signing with the Bucs. And you have to think Tom Brady's return was a factor. The next returnee could be Rob Gronkowski, who has always been Brady's favorite target. Tampa Bay with Brady is the obvious favorite in a division where the other starting quarterbacks at the moment are Jameis Winston in New Orleans, Marcus Mariota in Atlanta, and nobody in Carolina.
Tony, they'd be the favorite in a division. Who cares about the division? Are they the favorites in the NFC going in? I don't know. And Gronk, Tony, Gronk, go right to the Hall of Fame. But you think he can still run again after what we saw at the end of last season? You sure Gronk's going to be out there because Brady's out there? I don't know.
Can't run. Can catch, can block, quick to the big finish.
Let's
LSU went out, UConn scraped by in the women's tournament last night. Your thoughts?
Didn't like seeing Kim Mulkey lose. Geno makes his 28th consecutive Sweet 16 appearance. That's incredible. Rafael Nadal will be out 4 to 6 weeks with a cracked rib. Is that a big deal?
Not if it's only 4 weeks. He can play on clay, knows how to do it. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says pro sports teams will have to wait their turn before vaccine mandates are rolled back. What does that mean?
It means Kyrie gets to play in like 3 games the rest of his regular season. And don't finish in 8th when you have to play Toronto in 7th. He could be out of the play-in 2 games. The NBA fined Yusef Nurkic $40,000 for tossing a fan's phone. Does that make sense?
You know how many phones you can buy with $40,000? Keep your hands off the fans. Last one, your Bulls at the Bucks tonight. Who you got?
I know we've lost 15 straight against the top 3 seeds in each conference. We're beating the Bucks in Milwaukee tonight. You heard it here.
We're out of time. Try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the podcast on the app or Apple Podcasts. And now, here's SportsCenter.